Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're talking and praying about putting on a new self. And in order to talk and pray about that, we're also looking at some of the old self that we need to take off, so that that new self stays and it fits like it ought to. And for those that watched yesterday, it looked like after the fact that the audio and video did not sync up well together. Hopefully today works a little better, but I always record the audio separately and put a link to that when we're done. But anyhow, today's focus is to pray about a self of humility and putting on humility as part of that new self. And look at Philippians 2, verse 3. It says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself." The context of this Philippians 2, if you're familiar with that passage, it goes on to talk about each of us should take on the same attitude that was found in Christ Jesus, who humbled himself and became obedient. Obedient to death, even death on a cross. That's a lot of considering others better than himself. That's a lot of putting the needs of you and me above himself. But when we look at that verse and we look at Scripture, we find that in order to put on humility, we have to take off selfish ambition and vain conceit. One of the reasons that we struggle to humble ourselves, we struggle to follow God's word in considering others better than ourselves, is that we don't believe it. We are filled with the old self, with the selfish ambition, with the vain conceit. We think pretty highly of ourselves. Now, I know that's not true of everyone, and there are those that think badly of themselves in a negative way that's not healthy, that's not good, that's not even correct. We are valuable in God's eyes. We are important. We have purpose. We're not lower than others in value in God's sight. It's more the way that we see ourselves that God wants us to consider. He's not saying others are better than yourself. He says when you go to treat them, consider that they are. I think sometimes we think that people ought to treat us in a certain way because we are better than they are. Or we look at others and think we ought to treat them in a certain way because they're better than we are. And that's not truth. This putting off the selfish ambition says that I'm not going to step on people, I'm not going to use people so that I can be further ahead than what they are, so that I can be noticed, so that I could be lifted up above everyone. You know, we can live with ambition, we can live with goals and desires, we can live with effort. It's when we add the selfish part to that, that it becomes part of that old self that we have to get rid of. And this vain conceit, this smugness, if you will, that walking around with our nose in the air, looking down on everyone, the holier-than-thou attitudes. We lose sight of God's truth that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That there is none righteous, no, not one. And we have to put off that attitude. We have to put off that mindset, that old self that says, I'm it. It doesn't get any better than this. And when we put off those elements of the old self, we leave room for the new self to grow and to prosper. And we put on that new self of humility that truly desires others to grow and prosper. And the wonderful thing is when we put on humility, when we honestly seek the growth and prosperity of others, we find that together we grow and prosper. All that selfish ambition and vain conceit does is it creates division and discouragement, and it breaks down the growth process of individuals, of organizations, of communities, of church families. And so we put on humility and we serve. And we serve those that would be considered the least of these. And I love gazing into that passage that talks about how we ought to treat people, because in doing so, we're treating Jesus. And all of that, Matthew 25, where Jesus welcomes in those that took care of the least of these. And I struggle with that because I know what it means. But sometimes we use that to make others feel less than what they are. Sometimes we use that to make ourselves feel less than what we are. And the humility that we have says that no matter how society judges someone, no matter how society values or devalues someone, I'm going to consider them better than myself. I'm going to serve them as if serving Christ. Not out of pity, but out of compassion. Not out of sympathy, but out of love. And when we begin to humble ourselves, the Bible says we can count on God lifting us up. You see, that's the countermeasure. We think, well, if I put off selfish ambition, if I put off vain conceit, if I put on humility and consider others better than myself, then what happens to me? That's the good part. What happens to me when I do that is God lifts me up. And I can tell you from my life and my experiences that God can lift me up higher than I could ever lift myself. Because he says he will lift us up to be seated with Christ in the heavenlies. There is nothing you and I can do in any accumulation of our selfish ambition and vain conceit that could ever do that. Could ever lift us anywhere even close to that. And so while it may appear from the world standards that we're giving up a lot, in reality, we're gaining a lot when we put on humility and we consider others better than ourselves, when we serve like Jesus served, when we love like Jesus loves, He's the example. It's not the one and others that are the example in this. We are all still in process. But because of what we have in Christ, because of that relationship that's growing, every one of us should take on that same attitude that was found in Christ Jesus and put on humility. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You are so much higher, so much purer, so much above anything that we could ever be on our own. You are the poster person for humility as you, through Jesus, took on human flesh and humbled yourself and went to the cross. Father, today may we look to Jesus as the author and perfecter of our faith, but also as the example of the humility that we ought to be living with. Father, forgive us for the times in our life when we seek that selfish ambition, that vain conceit, when we believe that somehow those elements will get us further than anything else. God, give us the strength and courage to put off the old self, to put off the selfishness, to put off the conceit, to remove it from our life so that we can put on humility. We can consider the needs of others better, more important than our own. That we can value one another. And Father, as we put on the cloak of humility, may we rest assured that that is the best way. May we trust in your promise that you yourself will lift us up so that we don't have to worry about lifting ourselves, about self-promotion, about all of the stuff that concerns us in getting ahead in this world, whatever that means to us. And Father, I think every one of us as individuals have different ideals and goals and mental images of what success in this world looks like. And there are times the world convinces us that we have to take shortcuts, we have to use people, we have to climb over people in order to get to where we think we ought to be. And Father, your word is clear that that's not how your children ought to act. We ought to put off all of that stuff of the old self so that we can live in humility, that we can lift others, that we can help them climb higher than we have. All about helping individuals succeed spiritually. That they would not only be known by you, but that they would know you. They would see the value that they have in your eyes because they see the value that we give to them because of you. So God, today as we pray and as we consider our own life, as we interact with people, when the temptations come to lift ourselves, may we choose instead to lift someone else. God, today help us to live as those who have put on humility. And may you give us the strength and courage to continue in that path. And as we do so, may we be very deliberate about lifting up Jesus, not only as the example of humility, but as the source of the humility that we need. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.